absolutely delighted. Well, you know, like, I didn't think we played particularly badly last week. We just didn't take our chances. I think we come there today after that, done all the good performance down in Kerry. You know, you got to concentrate on the performance and make sure that's right. And the performance isn't the stick work. It's the decision making, and it's the work rate, and it's the effort. And just, you know, today we just got it. Everything in abundance, just everything came together. I mean, I thought we were, when we met Noam Beg this morning, I thought we looked at it. You know, warm up was good. Thought first half, we probably blew a few over carries, you know, that actually kept them in the match. Like, I didn't think from a hurling point of view, from a game point of view, I didn't think they were in the game really at all. I think they were relying on poor decisions from us and refereeing calls. And our boys chipped away, and they chipped away. And look, when we talked at half time, when the chances came, and they did come, I think we had four goal chances, took two, we had to take them.
I'm guessing you parked Ockram long before you were home.
Aye, look, there's no point. Once it's done, there's no point carrying it around with you. Like, it's finished. What, like, you just, you know, it's the joy of the group. Like, you do get one, you know, that you can bounce back from. And we had ours last week. And look, every game's now must won. There's no point talking about it. Like, the mistakes were made. We looked at it. We said we'd come out here today and try and fix them. I think we've done that.
It was nip and tuck. The Conor McGurk Cup game went right down to the last puck. It looked like you're going to need the goal to break it. Foley's, I think it was a long puck out from Sean Kelly, might have went all the way. So the direct approach worked.
Aye. And look, I suppose the other two matches we were playing against the sweeper, whereas there was no sweeper today, and we know that Sean's dangerous. And look, we felt that might be a bit of a weakness in their team if we could get direct. But, you know, first half it was probably against the breeze. It just wasn't going far enough. You know, a couple maybe when we played the 1-2. But in the second half, the ball was carrying into the D, and like, we looked like we were causing absolute havoc on the long ball. And look, if you get Foley out here in front of the ultras, he does the business for you, you know.
And Rian Collins seemed to take a defender out of the path. Then he finished his goal, and a big addition for you.
Ah, look, just a great lad, you know, great hurling lad coming from great hurling stock. Like, he only joined the panel this week. There was enough shooting and training to know that he was ready to go there today. Look, I mean, we've plenty of good players, but like, inside forwards, probably we're not coming down with them, you know, given the injuries and stuff that we have. Like, Shea's been sort of fighting a lone battle up there all season. We felt like we needed something different. Rian came in, and look, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he won probably 90% of the ball that came into him. He took his goal well. He scored a good point. He took other players into the game, and you know, a wee bit of game intelligence there. He made a run that created a bit of space for Decky, and look, that's why he's here.
Cormac O'Doherty with 8 points, but he just looked on it. He delivered a crossfield ball one time, he caught one. He just looked like a man on a mission, something you've obviously saw quite a lot of.
Aye, and look, I mean, you know, Cormac knows himself. You know, he knows where his standards are at, and he probably feels, you know, he's carrying a niggly injury there as well. He probably feels that he hasn't been at the top of his game either. I mean, I don't know how many he got from play there, maybe four or five. Mm-hmm. But in the first half, when we were chipping the scoreboard over, they were coming from him. You know, he's the captain, he's the leader, and he gets it done. You know, no matter about the scores, he gets it done for us every single day he goes out. But today he had support all over the pitch. I mean, Cathair McGilligan, I mean, I don't know if his man touched the ball in the whole match, like, and Turner as well, and Jamie Lee. Like, I could go through them all, but I mean, I thought Cathair McGilligan was just different gravy today.
That was going to be my last point. Like, every time the ball went in, he seemed to get a hand in, a hurl in, get out in front. Patrick Turner the same. So, as much as you've scored heavily, and you've said it quite a few times this year, that defence.
Aye, and look, you know, I know we scored well today, but we've relied on our defence all season. Like, we needed our forwards to come up there and get us scores on that board today. And they have been. I mean, Sean Kelly has been, he's as good a goalkeeper as floating around the country. Like, you know, he's been excellent. I mean, how many direct passes did he have that led the scores for us today? But I think our full back line, our half back line, middle of field, or forwards, like, just today it all came together. And look, we're over the moon. Now we move on to Meath. Now with a chance, I mean, you could beat there today, your chance is probably gone.
As you say, you have something to fight for now, but next weekend the under-20s have a final, so that's an important group for what comes after this year, but I'm sure you'll be hoping that they come through and do the business.
Aye, and look, three of them played there today. Conor Meelock, great score. Ryan picked up a couple of very important balls. You know, last week, Ryan won the ball and gave it to Rory Biggs, who scored the point that should have been the draw. Like, they've been important players for us. Hopefully, they'll go and do the job next week. But we need a kick out of that team. You know, like, the team that won the All-Ireland a couple of years ago, like, they're not here now.
You know, that's only three seasons ago. Like, we need a kick out of our under-20s. We need them three or four players coming every year, because we, you've seen over the last 20 years, like, we three or four going out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and other things come up, and other people have other commitments. But Derry Hurling need those under-20s. We need them four lads here pushing on, and Rian Collins as well. Like, that's the future of the game for us. Like, we're not going to be fighting lads at 28, 29, 30 now at this stage to be pulling into a county senior panel. We need our under-20s pushing on. I think they're an excellent team. I think hopefully they'll be good enough to get that result next week and come back here, All-Ireland champions, and get ready to go with Meath.